Hey, I am Julia.
And I'm Olivia.
And this is Silver Screeners. We're two long distance buds who explore film and TV every Monday. Welcome.
So last episode, we discussed Pretty Little Liars and it convinced you to start watching Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, everyone, I'm on season two now. It's been a week.
Been 1 week, yes. That's how that show grabs you.
No, literally, it just took Olivia saying, hey, you know what A did here? Something insane. And I'm like, I have to see that for myself.
Yeah, you have to see it play out. And it's not even like half the things that A does. Not even close. I scratched the surface.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there was a few like huge ones in there, but like I could have picked
so many.
I could have picked anything. We could do literally like five episodes of that.
I'm trying to think of like what is the craziest thing I've seen so far that wasn't in your game.
Well, I didn't pick a lot of like first A stuff.
Yeah.
First A is like, if we're talking in like Marvel terms, first A is like Loki, and then second A is like Thanos.
I guess giving Spencer an ulcer is so far the craziest thing. Not Spencer, sorry, Emily.
That's the craziest. I guess that's the craziest thing, but I'm also thinking, I'm like, knowing who this A is, I'm like, I don't know if they ever would seriously injure anybody, like, how do I put, anybody, like, trying to kill, I guess.
Okay.
This A. Next A, I don't care.
I can't wait for that.
Next day they are just there.
Here's the thing. I enjoy majority of the main characters.
Oh, yeah.
However, as we discussed, Arya gets off really easily, and I wish some of the murder was going towards her.
And that's why the Arya is A theory went so far. Because Arya does get off real easy. But I will say that theory picks up steam like season three-ish, because there are so many unexplainable things that they tease for her that never get explained. And it makes me think, I'm like, was there Arya is a plot line that they just kind of tossed away? Or I don't know. You'll get there. But
I think there's also some parts in like season one and two where I'm like, I can see why some people think this.
Oh, it was like huge on Tumblr. There are still like full blogs that are Arya is A and going through like timelines of the entire show, things in each episode that like add up.
They're my heroes, those people fighting in the trenches to prove that
Arya. It's crazy. Yeah. Do you have any theories about who A is?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's too obvious to be Jenna and Garrett. I feel like that's a red herring.
There's a lot of red herrings in season. So,
well, I mean, I don't think it's...
couple of episodes, they cycle through red herrings.
Yeah, I don't think it's Jason. I don't think
no,
Aaron...
I basically told you it wasn't Jason last night.
Yeah, you did.
Because, I mean, to be fair, like... I wish they would leave my boy alone. Like, they only bring him in for, like, to be suspicious. And I'm just like, Jason De Laurentiis, my king. Leave him alone.
I do not know. Here's the thing, is that I don't remember anything. I don't know any of these characters. You know what? The only thing so far that I'm like, it's either Jenna and Garrett together or Mona, and that's it.
Interesting. I don't remember who I was thinking at this time.
Dude, I don't even, at this point, I don't even know, man.
I don't remember. At this time, I think I was like on the Yeah, I don't remember who I was thinking at this point in time. I think I was like, I never thought it was Jenna. I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying I never thought it was.
Yeah, I feel like that's a little too obvious.
Yeah. But... I mean, Jenna has... I mean, I'd root for Jenna if it was Jenna. Because they blinded her.
They did blind her.
Literally. And... like, she goes blind because of them.
Yeah, and also, they treat her like shit. And it's like, well, of course she treats you like... like, of course she's rude to you. You guys blinded her.
Blinded her, yeah. Do you think it's a boy? This is the biggest thing at this time. Everybody was like, do we think it's a boy? Do we think it's a girl?
A conversation about the massage, and they ask Emily if it felt like a boy or a girl. Which, by the way, I think that's so stupid. Because this also happened. I don't know if you watch. Have you ever seen or heard of Traitors?
The reality show? My mom watches it. Yeah.
So every episode after there's a murder that happens, like someone gets banished, they like go to breakfast and then there's a knock at the door. And sometimes they'll make these comments and they'll be like, is that a boy's knock or a girl's knock? And I'm like, what does that mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, it just doesn't...
something like that, I understand. I guess, like, if it's life or if it's like life altering sort of thing, you're picking at anything, like with the girls. Like in Pretty Little Liars, I'm like, I guess I can, they're really grasping at anything. You know, they're like, we need to find out who this person is. So I can like see why they would like jump to that. But it is weird still.
I totally get that. I mean,
especially because you're like scared and you're like 15.
Yeah. And so far, all of these characters, I understand their actions and thoughts. Except Arya.
Yeah, I just want to shake her. Not to victim blame, but I want to shake her and say, wake up, you know?
No, and it's like, it's just the way that the show portrays it. Because from what so I posted a video on TikTok complaining about it. And people in the comments were like, in the book, Ezra gets arrested or something like that, right? In the books. So like, that's framed as a bad thing. But in the show, they're like...
no, they love Ezra in this show. And I don't know if it's the actor. It might be the actor. The actor's cool. And yeah. He, I'm not kidding. Every year that I rewatch Pretty Little Liars, his voice brings back so much nostalgia. Him and Spencer's voice. They both like, it brings me like right back. But, yeah, I want to push Ezra down a very large cliff. I want to do many terrible things.
Yeah, and that's actually a relief when you say that, because my one friend, because a lot of my friends watch the show, so when I was texting them, I was like, you guys watched Pretty Little Liars, right? And one of my friends was like, yeah, I was 8, and I liked Arya and Ezra together. And I was like, what? And she's like, I realize that now. I was 8 because her sister was watching it. And she's like, I think I just thought the actor was hot. And I said, I can see him being attractive. And like,
attractive. It's just, he's playing nasty, disgusting Ezra Fitz.
Yeah.
Yeah. And every time you see interviews with him, he's very cool. It's just, he's playing literal the worst man to ever exist.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's disgusting, and Officer Wilden is also, those two disgusting, nasty, gross men. They are the worst. Maybe I'm not remembering people later, but right now they are the worst on the show.
Yeah, those two and Ian, I really.
Oh, Ian, going Rin. Forgot about Rin.
Here's the thing. It was so funny because today's St. Patrick's Day when we're recording this. So a lot of podcasts are doing Luck of the Irish. And I'm like, Ian?
I love Luck
of the Irish.
Luck of the Irish is my favorite DCOM. We've been through this because we had a DCOM episode, but it's my favorite DCOM.
And see, both of our favorite DCOMs are ones starring the actor who plays Ian. Because my favorite DCOM is A Ring of Endless Light. Which
he was the only person, because I watched the show when I was young, so he was the only person I recognized. Like, I didn't know any of the other actors. And then when he came on, I was like, that's the guy.
Oh, but that must be so bad for you as a kid that you're like, this is my favorite, like, Luck of the Irish. And then you're watching this guy, like, be awful.
Oh, yeah. Do you think, this was a big debate at the time that I can ask you now, is, do you think that the person who pushed Ian off the thing and A are the same person? Because that was a big thing at the time. People were like, I think it's A. And then people were like, I don't think it's A. I think it was a different person.
I don't know anymore.
Yeah, it's really like they do confirm this. This is an in-show confirmation thing that is like an actual long conversation.
Okay, I think it might be A because it seems like they're trying to pin Allison's death on him. So by them, like, quote unquote, pushing him or something.
If I was this A, I would be so overwhelmed.
Over what?
This A does not have the resources that the other A's do. So I'm thinking about it and I'm like, this A was literally what had to have been like in like 15 places at once and have an infinite money. Like, I'm thinking about this A, and we know that the other A's later kind of do. So that's why I'm like, this A is doing things where I'm like, it had to be other people doing some of this.
The first A had a shoestring and a dream.
No.
What's literally the saying?
This first A had information, a phone, a burner phone, and a dream. Truly.
That's so true.
That's why I cannot wait for you to get to the reveal. It is the best A reveal. It is one of the best episodes of the show. It's the last episode of season 2. And it's so good. Like, I want to watch it, like, right now.
Okay, well, when I get to it, I will stop it, and we will watch it together.
Yes! I'm not going to do it, because that's annoying, but I could probably recite that episode. That episode, the Halloween train episode from season 3, can't wait for you to get there. Craziest thing. Chase, the guy on YouTube that we talk about? Yeah.
It's like Chase Bridgers or something. Please come on the pod.
He did season 3. And I watched that, and he was appropriately hyped after watching the Halloween train episode. Season 3 is my favorite, so I'm just like,
I can't wait to get there, because from what I've heard about season 3, I'm like,
yeah, that finale is good too. That finale is good too. This show, man. This show. Crazy. Anyway, moving on. The Oscars. We can never stop talking about the Oscars. Literally ever.
As much as we dislike the Oscars, we can't stop talking about them.
So, and we also love the Oscars. It's a love-hate relationship, truly. Because it's like, what the heck, guys, every year. But then it's also like, leading up to the Oscars, we're so excited. Next year, the Oscars will be held on March 15th, which I think is my birth week. Woohoo! And Conan is going to be hosting again. Yes.
Yay.
Yes, he needs to host forever. Host forever, please. You know what I want them to do one year?
What?
I want them to pick not one host, but have the actors go up in costume, in character, some of them, and go up there and co-host all together. But they're like this year, I'm thinking like Bob Dylan, Timothy Chalamet's Bob Dylan. He's doing like a monologue or like whatever, you know, like something like that. We get like what's her name? The robot, Roz. We have Roz from Wild Robot do some stuff. That'd be sick.
Oh my god. Bill Skarsgård as Nosferatu.
As Count Orlok being like, oh.
Oh my god. And it's like the bit that one year with John Cena with like the thing, but it's Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, it's Count Orlok naked. I don't know. I know that's like impossible to do, but that'd be fun.
It would be fun.
If Challengers went, could you imagine Toshi Duncan up there?
Finally, Mike Feist will get to the Oscars.
But speaking of award shows, the MTV Music, or no, not music, but the movie awards are canceled, I guess. Well, they were canceled this year, but they're canceled next year too. And everybody is talking about it like on Twitter, but I was like, but then I looked it up right before this, and it's like, and I'm like, oh, it's because there's a merger going on. Like, everybody's talking about it. And I'm like, well, there's a merger going.
Yeah.
That's why they're not doing it, because Kids' Choice Awards also is not happening. RIP.
See, that's the one I'm angry about.
Best award show.
Mm-hmm.
The only time that SpongeBob is getting nominated. And I need it to always be nominated. I don't care if it's a TV show. Send it to the Oscars.
Was SpongeBob the movie nominated for an Oscar?
I don't know, but it should have been. Are you kidding? That movie is amazing. It probably wasn't then, and that's so disappointing.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it was. That seems really sad.
Are you kidding? Oscar, the Academy, this is the most embarrassing thing you've ever done. This is the most embarrassing. Well, there's a lot of embarrassing things. It's on the list.
It's on the list.
It's high up on the list. It's not the most embarrassing thing. And now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, there was a lot of racist stuff going on. It's on the list. But, man, that really sucks. That movie's good.
Yeah.
What else came out in 2004, though? Incredibles?
Yeah, but still, like, I feel like even if it wasn't, like, let's look at it.
I'm trying to look at the list of animated movies in 2004.
It was Incredibles, but let me see what else was nominated.
Oh, I figured it'd be Incredibles is literally, yeah. It's amazing. I love Incredibles.
I'm sorry. Look, I think this movie's great, but why is Shark Tales in there but not SpongeBob?
Wait, Shark Tales? I was literally just talking about Shark Tales, and I was like, I love Shark Tales, but I think it's nostalgia.
Mm-hmm,
like, I don't think it's funny, but I don't know if it needed to be. It was nominated over SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie.
And, like, I understand the only two other movies nominated are The Incredibles and Shrek 2. So I'm like, oh, understandable. But Shark Tales?
Shark Tales and not SpongeBob. SpongeBob had original music. Shark Tale did not. I mean, listen, I will give this to them though. The one Oscar worthy moment in Shark Tales was the shrimp.
Oh my god.
Oh, I love the shrimp when he's like, what does he say? He's like, and my sister had a baby, and then she. I'm taking care of the baby. The baby doesn't have any legs. I'm like, yeah, okay, I get it for that.
Yeah, I got it.
But yeah, I mean, I love Shark Tale. Not ragging on Shark Tale, but over SpongeBob the movie, that's crazy.
I'm just looking at some of these nominations, and I say this as a big Wallace and Gromit fan. Why did Wallace and Gromit win over Howl's Moving Castle in 2000?
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. Say this as a Wallace and Gromit fan. What the hell?
I'm not going to even cut in that much, because I feel like I'm infringing on a fandom that I'm not a part of.
What, Wallace and Gromit?
Yeah. But yeah, that is crazy. Howl's Moving Castle is literally a masterpiece. I listen to the soundtrack to go to bed. Like, oh, and the let's go back to So the MTV Movie Awards, the CMT Music Awards, and the KCAs are not happening. And I'm a little sad about Kids' Choice Awards.
That's the only one I'm sad about.
Yeah, I mean, Movie Awards, I think I stopped watching that when I was like a teenager.
I don't think I ever watched them.
I watched it because I remember MTV does the Teen Choice Awards, right?
Is that the Surfboard?
I don't remember. Or is that Nickelodeon? I don't know. They were promoting each other or something, and that's what I remember. And so when I was a teenager, I started watching that.
Hold on, let me see. Nope, it was on Fox.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. Teen Choice Awards, though, I need to go back and watch some of those during the Pretty Little Liars days, because I need to see what was nominated for some of these things, because there were like Best Couple and stuff that they were being nominated for, and I'm like, who's in there? Who's in there? And it better not be who I think.
If I don't remember. I'm surprised.
Okay. Spobie was always nominated.
Okay.
And my friend loved Spobie so much. Shout out to her, because we were both Spobie fans. But Spobie, she had a, you know, the, oh wait, I don't know if you've gotten to this. You had to have. They're together where you're at, right?
Yeah, they're together.
The Scrabble moment happened?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so they used to sell merch that were the Scrabble pieces with their initials on it, and my friend had a necklace, a Spobie necklace. That,
you know what? That's really cute. For fandom merch, that's really cute.
I know.
For today's episode, we are going to play Framed. Now, for those of you who don't know, Framed is a game of where they show you a frame of a movie, and you have to guess based on that frame what movie it is.
Yeah.
So, and I think you get like 5 choices. So we're going to play that and work together, you know.
Yeah, you're about to see us be really terrible cinephiles.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Okay, so let me get this out.
Can you see the screen?
Yeah, I'm just getting a thing out of here so I can see it better.
Okay.
We're looking at an animated movie.
Really? I didn't think it was animated.
It's for sure animated.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's animated. Look at
the Lorax.
No, not the same art style.
I know. That's what, like.
The clouds. Look at the clouds. They're all spinny. Go to the next one. We need it. Yeah, we need the next thing. Right.
I think I know what it is.
Is it Cat in the Hat?
Yes, that's what I think it is.
You know what? It could have been animated, though, that first frame, because don't they start off like the book in that movie?
I don't know.
I love that movie. That movie's hilarious.
What? The Cat in the Hat?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we would have gotten it on that one, too.
It's the background that's painted.
That's what I was trying. I didn't know how to say, like, oh, I think it's, like, painted. Oh, gosh.
I love this movie. I don't even care. I know that it's, like, awful. It is the best movie I've ever seen.
Okay, this is the next frame.
Yarn.
Yeah.
What movies? Oh, people are going to be so frustrated watching this episode.
I know. They're going to be like, it's this! Like how I feel watching Smosh do this.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, there's going to be... Whoever's listening to this can't listen to this. we can describe what's happening. It's a yarn.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to need a hint. There's no way.
Okay, here's my thoughts. I'm thinking, like, my idea is maybe Room, because
maybe
I've never seen Room, so
I have, but I don't remember anything looking like this.
Okay, yeah, right when you said that, I was like, wait, they wouldn't allow her to have needles, probably. Yeah,
probably not, but let's see. This is a Truman Show shot, but it's not Truman Show. You know what I'm saying? Like, this looks like an angle.
It looks Wes Anderson-y.
It does, but it is a little off kilter.
Yeah, it's also the coloring. I don't think that kind of color is in his films.
Who directed Truman Show?
Peter Weir. He also directed Dead Poets Society.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, the only reason I know that is there was a quiz I was taking where you had to choose a director's movie. They gave you the director and they're like, which one is your favorite movie? And that's how I found out Dead Poets Society and Truman Show had the same director, because I was like, I can't.
Yeah, because I was trying to figure out, I was like, because sometimes I'm like, directors sometimes use the same camera angles in all their movies. So I was thinking.
Yeah, I don't know what other movies he's done. So there might be more, but
I don't know. I think we need another one.
I think we need another one too.
This is embarrassing for us. Oh no, people are going to be so mad at us. What the heck? This feels like a movie my dad would like.
I know, I was thinking the same exact thing. I was like, I think my dad will like this movie.
What is it? Oh no, people are going to be so mad at us. This is for sure like some sort of iconic scene or something. Oh no.
The only thing I can think of is, I mean, I haven't seen it, but Shawshank Redemption, doesn't it end with someone in the mud? What?
Do it. Type it in.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking, but I also only watched that movie in the context of my dad. No.
What the hell? You know what? This must be a Coen Brothers movie. That's it. But I don't know any of them besides Fargo.
One. Oh no. Oh no, and I was on a Coen Brothers set.
Right.
I was on one of their sets.
They're gonna take you out of the movie now.
I know. We're never gonna get this.
Yeah, do you want me to
Yeah, we lose.
No, there's one more.
I think you're right. I just don't know what movie.
Just give me a random Coen Brothers movie. It's not Fargo, but
why do I always do this? I always like am like, I got this. I know every movie on the planet, and then when I'm put on the spot, I don't know anything.
That's so understandable. Do you want me just to skip it?
Yeah, we lose.
Oh! 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 Shit. I've seen him look like that before.
We know nothing.
Okay.
I haven't seen this movie, but it is. I know it.
Raising Arizona.
I just haven't seen it.
No, me neither.
I know it, though. Of it. What kind of money is that?
It looks like Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
So it's British.
Or maybe. At least they're there.
Here's my guess. King's Speech, maybe.
Do it.
Okay. No. mini caps.
How old is this? This angle is interesting also.
Yeah, it's an interesting angle.
Okay. Things with British people. Movies with British people. Gosh. Go to the next one.
Yeah.
I fear this is another movie I haven't seen.
Me neither. But look, can I put in Raging Bull?
Go ahead. I don't think that's what it is, but...
I don't think so either, because that's in black and white, but... Who the hell are those people?
I don't think I've seen this movie. Oh, no. People are going to literally hate us.
Yeah. No, we're going to cut the... Okay.
We're going to cut all... Really quick episode where we only did a culture cancel, guys.
Do you want me just to...
Yeah, we suck. What is this? What is this?
I don't know. I'm just going to... What the hell is this movie?
I've never heard of this movie in my life.
Me neither.
Okay.
This looks like semi-dystopian in a way, maybe.
I think it just kind of looks like a different country to me. Do you want to go to the next one?
Yeah,
I think it's a different country. You know what this sort of looks like, but I don't think it is?
What?
This part looks like that scene in Eternals when the police are... you know what I'm talking about? Where the police are there? And the, yeah.
Well, that would... You know what? Let's put it in Eternals, because, you know, they are in different countries in that movie. Damn. Yeah. So many cars in this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, it's definitely it's in England. Because well, there's the British flag. The
first thing. I just didn't
What?
Where are they in England? Have we seen people?
No.
I need to see people. I need to see a person.
Yeah.
The Can I make just cars. There's no people.
Can I make a guess?
Yes.
I'm thinking it might be Kingsman.
Oh, that's a good guess. Nice. Yeah, British and cars. Good job.
Yeah. Cause I've only seen the first 10 minutes of Kingsman. So I was like, that shot seems familiar. Wait, what's the fourth shot? Oh, I would have gotten on that. Yeah.
I have seen Kingsman.
What?
That's insane. To think that we would get it from this shot is a little insane. Okay.
Okay, there we go.
Oh. Okay. Is this that's Nausicaa? Animated.
It's either Nausicaa. I think it might be Nausicaa.
Put it in.
Okay. Can I spell it correctly? Not Nashville.
If we get Nosferatu, I will stand up.
I literally was just talking about this movie today. How do I spell it?
No.
Oh my god! We were just talking about this. I'm so mad.
Why are we like this? Like, genuinely.
Because I was like, because the problem with Studio Ghibli is that almost every movie is about war. So I was like, okay, what movie has big warships? And I was like, oh, Nausicaa, maybe. Forgot that's a whole plot point in Howl's Moving Castle.
Man.
I'm so mad.
The way we both immediately got disappointed.
We were like, fuck. Imagine getting to this frame and being like, I don't know. I'm surprised they put this one before this one. Yeah, I feel like I would switch them.
Yeah. Twilight, blue filter.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Blue filter, I don't.
Big trees. I don't know. That's my thought, but it might not be. What is it? It's two people.
No, it's three.
Huh? Oh, you're right. Blonde and two brunettes.
Okay, it's definitely a horror. Like, at least it looks like one.
Where are they in a cabin like this?
I know, because originally I was like, oh, maybe it's Midsummer, but that movie's majority in sunlight. Right.
Yeah, in the shot, it wouldn't be shot like that.
No, it wouldn't.
Let's go to the next one.
Yeah.
Is there kids? A pit? The Happening?
I don't think that's The Happening. Because The Happening, I think, is a little bit... Once. What?
I saw The Happening once when I was like 12.
I mean, we can put it in there and see what happens.
I don't think it is, but...
I don't think it's kids. I think it's just shot like they're small. Maybe.
How many people? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
They're climbing, definitely.
What the heck?
I don't know, man. Do you want to just go? Do you want to go to the next one? Yeah. Oh, I think it's The Descent.
I have never seen The Descent. I need to.
Either. I just know that people. It's a horror.
Yeah, it's on my list. People love it.
I just knew it from the orange filter because I know that. Because I don't think I've watched the kill count for it, but I.
I think we need to go to the next one. I don't know.
Right now, I definitely think it's a Spielberg. That's, I don't know why.
I was like, this looks like E.T.
Do you want? Well, let's put E.T. in then. Okay, no.
That would have been crazy if we got it.
Okay, so there's Army.
This is a war movie. Or at least war happens.
Or it's military thing. I don't know any military movies.
Me neither. Gosh, that first shot wouldn't make sense, but never mind.
No, yeah. What were you thinking with that first? Like,
I was gonna say Forrest Gump, but that first one doesn't remind me.
Yeah, no, I totally understand why.
Lighting though, of this shot. This is Top Gun.
I think you're right. I think it's Top Gun.
A movie that people always get mad at me that I don't like.
No, but you're so close. It's another Tom Cruise movie. It's A Few Good Men.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I know that is that there was like months on end that my parents just decided to watch it every week. So I would just walk into a room and I'm like, are you guys watching A Few Good Men again? And they would just watch it.
This is a dad movie for sure.
It's such a dad movie. So
We are never going to get one on the first.
Yeah. Okay. So here's my thoughts.
Okay.
It says
for hire.
Yeah, it says rupees.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a different country, and mm-hmm. also movies from America like to make other countries look yellow.
They like to make Mexico look yellow.
Yeah, but I don't think this is Mexico.
No, it's not. But you know, isn't that funny? They're just like, we're in Mexico now because it's yellow. Okay, I think we need to go to the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I fear this might be another one I've never seen. What does the name tag say? I can't tell at all.
We're just gonna...
Yeah.
Oh! White people.
Wes Anderson?
I don't think... Oh!
No.
No.
But maybe. The framing, yes, but it does not... It's not like...
The way that
has that like grainy thing going on, and it's not.
Yeah, because the first two, I was like, well, when you said Wes Anderson, because I was like, oh, maybe like Grand Budapest Hotel. I don't know. I've never seen that movie, so I was like, oh, maybe that. But then the first two shots. What?
I said my mom loves that movie. I've only seen it like once. I don't a train. It says this is a train.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
Me neither. We're gonna go to the next one.
What is this?
Okay, Jay? So it's definitely a Wes Anderson. That's Jason whatever.
JCW.
It's Jason Schwartzman or whatever, that guy.
Is it?
It looks like him.
Oh no. Listen, I'm not a big old Wes Anderson person.
Me neither. I'm just gonna guess one of the movies that I know that he has glasses in. Nope. Oh my god, it's our favorite guy.
I was gonna say, I think that's Adrian Brody.
What movies are Adrian Brody?
I don't watch movies with Adrian Brody.
No, cool people don't watch movies with Adrian Brody.
Except for Succession.
Is he in Succession?
Yeah.
What is he in Succession?
He's in season 3, I think, on that hike that Kendall and Logan are on. Yeah, he's only at, like, 2 episodes. But,
oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, we're just gonna...
Okay. The way we both just got quiet.
I think this is War Horse.
Put it in. I saw that movie once. My dad really likes old horse movies. He likes Seabiscuit. He likes War Horse. Okay,
that
what is this?
That does make a lot of sense from what I know of your dad. Okay, so I see an India flag in there.
Yeah.
Do you think it's Gandhi?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I've never seen it either. I just know like it's a movie.
Oh, good job. Wow. It was Gandhi. No, it's in black and white. No trespassing.
And it's it's by a 3x4 frame.
Oh, you're right. Next, we're never going to get one on the first thing.
Oh my god, it's black. Dude.
Is it old?
Yeah,
or does
I think
it
this is
look old.
Old? We're.
What is it? It's old.
Oh, you know what it is? It's the film Bro movie.
Oh!
It's Citizen Kane.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. You know what? I would have never watched this movie. Oh gosh, people are gonna hate me for that. I would never watch this movie if it weren't for them making me do it in film school. Flowers. Violet?
What?
Oh, I was just saying what kind of flowers. I don't know what they are.
Can I make a guess?
Yeah.
I think they're gonna. I think Tree of Life, is that the one that's found footage? Not found footage, but like they film it like it's found footage or whatever.
I can tell you.
Okay, no.
The Village?
Dude, you're so right. Oh, no. No. I'm so mad at myself.
What is it?
It's The Color Purple.
You're so right. Oh my gosh, you're so right.
I'm so mad. Oh my god.
Wow, you're right. Oh gosh. Number five literally makes me cry, like, looking at...
It's... That movie's so... Oh my god.
Because the last piece of, like, The Color Purple content that I did was reading it. So...
Yeah, yeah. I read it that I was think my last year of college.
And I haven't seen this movie in a long time. Sorry, I am currently turning on my light.
I think this is Christine.
Go ahead and do it.
That's not Christopher Robin, man. What? Did I spell? Am I spelling Christine wrong?
Well, they sometimes just don't have movies in here.
Christine. It's not Christ. I don't know how to spell Christine.
No, you got it right. It's just not in here, I don't think. Yeah.
Okay, well, guess it's not her.
What is this?
I don't know, man. It looks like a more well-produced Grease 2 to me.
But go to the next one.
Oh my god. Why do we keep getting the film bro movies?
I fear that's what this website is for. Mm-hmm. Oh.
I think this is The Village.
Maybe. I'm trying to look at the outfits. Try it. There you go.
Yeah. Ooh. I wouldn't have gotten it without you guessing that for Color Purple.
I do not like this movie.
Oh god, there he is again!
Oh gosh, he's haunting
us. And then there's Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, I don't like this movie, and people love it, and I just don't get... And I don't not like M. Night. I don't not like him, I just... It's hit or miss for me. What is this? Bunnies. Bunnies.
Is it bad that I'm thinking it's The Favorite? It looks like that kind of style to me.
Type it in.
If it was just the bunnies, I would say Us, but that does not look like...
No, this doesn't look like it at all. Good job.
I've never seen
you are way better at this than I am, but also I'm really bad at games. My brain just stops working whenever games are involved.
I wouldn't have not known it from like this shot. I would have known it from this shot because like royalty. But
bunnies. I don't know. Oh, a mountain?
Mm-hmm. Looks like the Paramount.
Yeah.
Okay. And with
you can skip because we're never gonna get it from this. Shoes. leg warmers.
It's, I was thinking originally maybe Billy Elliot, but
that's what I was thinking, but
I mean, we can,
I haven't seen that movie since I was like a kid.
I mean, I can just, we can just put it in and see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Is it Footloose?
Is that a gun? No. It's arms. It's Yellow Jackets.
So real.
Because of the antlers. The car was the antler queen the whole time.
Should I just guess Footloose?
Yeah. Oh, and you got it. Look at you. See, you're way better at this movie than I am. Oh, well, I would have gotten it from that.
Oh my god, Conclave guy. I think. Is that not it?
It is, but it's just funny. Conclave guy.
Not John Lithgow or whatever his name is.
Oh man. I have seen this movie exactly 2 times and both were before the age of 15. Man, we did real bad with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just real bad at games where I'm put on the spot. I was never going to be good. I never had a chance.
We were really in this together.
I was like, I hope Julia's good at this game because I'm not.
Hey, you know what? Most of this episode was just us talking about Pretty Little Liars again. So
that's true. And that's great.
And that works for us.
And that works for us. Mm-hmm. Not my time to do the outro. I thought it was, and I was about to do it.
Yeah. If you're listening in, could you get any of the things that we guessed?
I guess, or if you're watching, if you're listening, I'm sorry. It was a lot of, I don't know.
If you're watching this, did you get any of them? Or were you yelling at the screen being like, come on, Julie and Olivia, how could you not get that?
That's probably what you were doing.
Yeah, so comment down below or go to our socials, yell at us in our DMs. Well, you should follow us on all social media platforms. And we'll catch you back next week. But until then, take care of yourselves. Bye.